In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 25, 331, 1929. And Jesus said, I ascended into heaven to give mankind, give humanity the time to take the remedies and the medicines. And that's the sacraments and sacramentals. So the time, these last 2,000 years, Jesus says, I've given humanity to take the remedies and the medicines. Okay, so we were very sick. We were on the point of the abyss going into hell. And Jesus came and redeemed us. And now 2,000 years later, he says, take the medicines, take the sacraments and sacramentals so that you may recover and dispose yourself to begin to know the divine will. So these past 2,000 years, we look at the saints who showed us how to do the will of God. And what did the saints do? They all point to the divine will. Everybody. St. John of the Cross says there's something greater coming. St. Teresa of Avila, Teresa Lisieux said, I want to live in these last days. What God is going to bring to mankind, she just knew it. A lot of the saints know that there's great things coming. What Jesus said, you know, recently, I mean, through the apparitions of Our Lady, you know, with Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, the approved apparitions of the church, and there are unapproved apparitions of the church where we'll see if that is true or not, if Our Lady is speaking. And a lot of the new revelations of Our Lady, she says, she prophesies there will be this miracle. There will be this thing. And so the church can't approve of it until it happens. So if the church proves it before it happens, it's not right. So the church has to wait. And what Our Lady says, when these miracles happen, it's all over. It's the new era has begun. So Jesus said, I ascended into heaven to give humanity the time to take the sacraments and sacramentals so that he may recover and dispose himself what? To know and to live in the divine will. To live in the divine will is not of human will anymore. That's what Adam possessed. And Jesus comes to earth as the new Adam. Mary comes to earth as the new Eve. And they give this living in the divine will, the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve, to Louisa. So that when we recover, being Catholic, having this universal life, you begin to dispose yourself to know and to live in the divine will. He says, this is not human will, but it's my divine will. So that I, God, shall be able to show myself full of mystery and majesty. See, we haven't seen anything yet. This is the great part. What's coming is this new and divine way of holiness. What does that mean? God is going to show himself with full of divine majesty, full of divine glory in the midst of the children of my kingdom. So he has a great surprise for all of humanity that nobody knows about. And, what's coming is going to shake the earth. Therefore, he says, the resurrection of Jesus is the confirmation that the kingdom of God is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. The resurrection is the confirmation that everything's going to be good. Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered death. He died for each and every one of us. He took upon himself our death. What's nailed to the cross is our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. And Jesus says, it's not yours anymore. It's mine. And I freed you from it. So what has he got planned to give to humanity now that he rose from the dead? And he says to us, I want you to live a resurrected life before you die. I don't want you to die and then try to be resurrected. He says, because you're going to have to go to purgatory. He says, but if you begin to live this resurrected life now, which is you're free of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, to the point of one day being free of sin on earth as it is in heaven. What a glorious time to be alive. 5:26, 5:29, 19:29. Voluntary suffering is something great before the supreme majesty of God. Therefore, over the death of your human will, this is the voluntary suffering. We're going to die to what? This is the martyrdom of martyrdoms. We're going to die to all worry. No more worry. I trust in you. No more fear. I have confidence in you. No more anxiety. You're my joy. You're my peace. You're my happiness. No more doubting. I am confident that you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. So voluntary suffering, this death to our human will, is essential. The death to our human will is drowned with pains. The things that bothered you before are not going to bother you. He says, my will could have dominion over you and dispose you to receive the greater good of these truths, these lessons that are found in the book of heaven. Our God wants us to begin to live this gift. It's never been seen before, he says. The saints did not have this. He says, I've waited, it's like the wine in Cana. I've waited to say, I've saved the best for last. So he says at 5:26, 5:16, 19:29, each truth I give you, each knowledge I give you, each lesson that I give you, each promise that I give you, each prophecy that I give you, Jesus says, above my divine will, possesses a special and distinct weapon. All right. Well, I told you we're in a battle, so he's going to give us weapons. Now, you know how put on the breastplate of faith, the way to dress for the testament of the kingdom. Now Jesus says, I'm going to give you new weapons for this new era that we're entering into. He says, so number one, I want you to possess the weapons of light. Okay. In order to illuminate, warm, and fundicate the seed, this beginning of the divine fiat. So this illumination of conscience that's coming is this light, this weapon of light that's coming, we're going to possess. What is the illumination of conscience? We're going to see ourselves in the front of God as God sees us. Do you have the weapons of light? Are you really a true soldier in the divine will, a soldier of the divine will? He says, another possession is the weapon of conquering power that dominates and rules. So weapon of light, weapon of the conquering power. Another weapon is the weapon of beauty, light, power, and beauty. These are weapons that God is giving us. Well, who are we fighting? It's to get rid of the evil, get rid of the darkness, get rid of the weakness, get rid of the ugliness of sin. He says the weapons of beauty enrapture and conquers. And then he says, number four, the weapons of wisdom. The weapons of wisdom disposes us to where we become, yes, I want this. I want to be filled with the wisdom and the knowledge of God. I want to enter into this life. And then the fifth weapon, the weapon of love, which burns and transforms and consumes all that is misery. It's gone. It's transformed. It's consumed. It's a new beginning for humanity. So, and he says, the sixth is the weapon of strength, which knocks down and makes one die to the your ego and your will and rise again to live in the divine will of God. So these six weapons are essential. Weapons of light, weapons of conquering power, weapons of beauty, weapons of wisdom, weapons of love, weapons of strength. This is what he's saying. I'm going to fill you, Jesus, with things that you've never seen before. You've never known before. Did you ever hear of the weapon of light? Did you ever hear of the weapon of beauty, the weapon of power, the weapon of wisdom, the weapon of love, the weapon of strength? He says, I'm going to give you something so that you truly become my soldier in this war of bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It's a war of love. It's not a war of blood. He says very, very clearly, in sum, each knowledge, each truth, each lesson that I teach you each day in the book of heaven is a divine soldier manifesting to your soul. And let the weapon of each offer and the offices they possess be placed into you in the divine will hands. We belong to God. This new and divine way of holiness is to share in the divinity of Christ. If you read the 6 days of entering the 6 steps of living in the divine will that Our Lady taught Louisa in the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, the 6th day is receiving as much as you can the divine qualities of God. That doesn't mean you become gods. Jesus filled Louisa's arms. She says, he's taken all the treasures you can. And she says, this is all I can do. And he goes, of course, you're finite. I'm infinite. You just come back when you want more. Come back and take as much as you want, as often as you want. See, it's how much do you want this? How much are you reading? How much are you studying? How much are you putting this into practice? So he says, look what order they have, how attentive they are to their offices. He says, to handle of the weapons of each that they possess in order to form the people of the kingdom of my divine fiat. So write this down. Ask Jesus for the weapons of light. Ask Jesus for the weapons of power. Ask Jesus for the weapons of beauty. Ask Jesus for the weapons of wisdom. Ask Jesus for the weapons of love. Ask Jesus for the weapons of strength. How much do you want of this? Do you want a little strength? Do you want to get through one day, or do you want to enter this with for all eternity? I mean, it's really, our God is so amazing that he would be waiting at the end of time to give all this to his little children, so that we really are formed into the people of the kingdom of the divine fiat. 526, 528, 1929. My daughter, compassionate my sorrow. This is what we do by reading the 24 hours of the Passion. We're compassionating Jesus. This is why during this Lenten season, sometime with your family, watch the Passion of the Christ. Watch the miracle of God touching souls, your own soul especially. I know some people, I can't watch it. It's so horrible. You have to watch it. He wanted his mother there to watch everything that he went through to the point of dying. And then it, coming down from the cross and laying in her lap, Pietà, the Pietà. Again, he wanted his mother to see how much he loves us. Force yourself to keep your eyes open. Again, this is a movie. What happened to Jesus was a million times worse than what the movie shows. But you have to begin to understand what is the power of the cross? What is the power of the cross? What is the glory? What is the strength of God, the power of God, the love of God is Christ crucified. So he says, compassionating my sorrow, adore my dispositions, and keeping you still on earth. And you must know that this is very hard for you. And I compassionate you, Louisa, Jesus says, while we compassionate each other. Jesus knows what you're going through. He knows your physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings that you're going through. He knows your financial sufferings that you're going through. He knows everything. And he says, look at me. You compassionate me, I'll compassionate you. Let's do what is up to us, Jesus says, in order to make my divine will known. So what's up to us? We share in the divinity of Christ. We share in his sorrows. We share in consoling him and him consoling us. Another reason of going to the Holy Mass to go to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus compassionates us. He knows what we're going through. He knows we need him more than anything. And he calls us, come to me, all you who are weak and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. He does that in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Listen to the Lord speak to you. He's going to tell you, come to me. I'm going to show you where we can go to be alone with each other, Jesus says. 5:26, 8:3, 19:29. As inexhaustible as we, triune God, are, we, triune God, do not give our goods, our graces, nor do we tell our truths to the soul who is not disposed, to the soul who does not pay attention or listen to us, in order to learn our sublime lessons and model her life according to our teachings. We don't speak to those people. See, Jesus is speaking to us. We're disposed. He's given us the book of heaven. I want to fill you with my graces. I want to tell you these truths. I want to dispose you to listen so that you can learn about these sublime lessons that Jesus is teaching us and model our life according to Jesus and Mary's teachings in such a way that we, triune God, may see our teachings written within you. That's what he's waiting for. And see her enriched with our divine gifts. See, God is blessing us so greatly. He's writing in our hearts. He's writing in our minds. He's writing in our souls. He's enriching us with this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will. He says, if we do not see this, our gifts do not depart from us, the triune God, he says, nor does our voice reach the hearing of the soul. If the soul hears anything at all, it is though through a voice that comes from afar, such that she is unable to comprehend clearly what we, triune God, want to tell her. He says, therefore, our inexhaustible vein is arrested by the lack of dispositions of humanity. But do you know who gives the true disposition to the soul? Our most holy divine will. Jesus is getting you ready to live in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He says, our divine will empties the soul of everything. Our divine will reorders the soul. Our divine will disposes the soul in an admirable way, in such a way that our inexhaustible vein never ceases to give and to let her hear. He's speaking to us. I mean, that's why I love reading the book of heaven, the sublime lessons of Jesus himself, of what the divine will is. It's more than being good and holy and saintly. It's to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. God has got great plans. And he asks us, are you ready to sit down with me and listen? Listen to me with your heart, your mind, your soul. So this is what Jesus says. Let yourself be always dominated by my divine fiat, and our inexhaustible vein shall never cease to pour itself out over you. He's breathing on us as he breathed into the dust. Breathe in that breath of God. Let Jesus teach you this about this new and divine way of holiness that he's waited until now to give to humanity. He says, and we, triune God, shall have the contentment, listen to this, of making new graces, new gifts, new lessons never before heard arise from our divine being. This is the beginning of eternity for us. This is so new. Tomorrow it'll be even newer. The next day it'll be even newer. It's going to just keep on. It's God breathing into us. And he's saying, how much do you want? And we say, I want this every minute, every day for all eternity. God goes, good. That's what I've planned. I want you to be reborn continuously. It's not about I'm reborn. No, it's a continuous rebirth. Brand new, more beautiful today than yesterday. More beautiful tomorrow than today. Heaven isn't stagnant. Heaven is just, It's God breathing and humanity participating in this new and divine way of holiness, which is really not new at all. It's the oldest thing given to Adam. Volume 26, 8, 7, 19, 29. I was continuing my acts in the divine volition, and I thought to myself, how can the divine will come to reign? This is our question, given to Louisa by Jesus himself, so that God can answer this question. This is our question. How can the divine will come to reign? Why didn't it rain earlier? Why now? What shall be the means? What shall be the helps? What shall be the graces in order to dispose humanity to let themselves be dominated by this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies? What is coming? Now, everybody's wondering. I mean, I'm reading every day. How can this change me? I'm reading every day. How can this change the world? I'm reading every day. What needs to be done, Lord? He says, my daughter, Louisa, the principal means in order to make my divine fiat reign upon earth are the knowledges, the truths, the lessons, the prophecies, the promises that Jesus makes about the divine will. He's the one that's speaking. As he spoke for 3 years to get the world ready for the kingdom of redemption, he spoke 70 years to Louisa to put down on paper to teach us about now the sanctity of sanctities, this great gift of the divine will. 3 years for the kingdom of redemption, 70 years for the kingdom of the sanctification, kingdom of sanctification, the kingdom of the third fiat. This is overflowing. It's been two centuries of the saints meditating and praying on the 3 years of Jesus' teaching. What's happened with the 70 years of Jesus teaching Louisa? It's going to be magnified even more. Our lady said, my soul magnifies the Lord. It's because of what Jesus taught her about the kingdom of redemption, preparing the world for the kingdom of sanctification, which now he says I begin. So the knowledges, these truths, these prophecies, these promises that Jesus gives forms the way, disposes the earth, disposes humanity to become its kingdom. And these truths, these promises, these lessons that Jesus teaches us every day form the cities and shall act as the telegraphs, the telephone, the postal service, the trumpeters. Do you think it's by chance God is using this word at this time? In order to communicate city to city, creature to creature, nation to nation, the news, the importance, knowledge of the truths about my divine will, my divine fiat. See, God's got, what a great God we have. He's given us the way and the how the kingdom's coming. And it's to us, we're nobodies, we're nothings. Who did Jesus call to see at his birth? It was the shepherds and the wise men. The shepherds smelled pretty bad because of the sheep. The wise men were just considered astrologers. They were just considered superstitious. You wear the scapular. You go to confession each week. You go to Holy Mass as often as you can. You pray the rosary. You read the divine will. There's something wrong with you. You're one of these smelly people, or you're just superstitious. Everything that Jesus has given to us, I mean, really, is through little souls like Louisa. And Jesus tells us this, that lead, guide, and direct us back to Jesus, back to Mary. He says, so the knowledge is about my divine will cast into the hearts hope. Christian hope is certitude. There's no doubts. He says, and the desire to receive this good that is so great, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this book of heaven. I remember once when we were at a prayer meeting. This was probably early 90s, maybe even no earlier than that, 80s. And somebody threw the book down on the ground, just that we were done. They just threw it to the ground. I said, "That's the book of heaven. Jesus says, this is me." I said, you know, we wrapped up the books. We put them in gold. We had 19. Most of them were in Italian and none of us knew Italian. And we put it on the altar and we said, "Thank you, Jesus, for these books, this book of heaven." And it was almost instantly, it was like we became aware we're going to get all the writings now. It was that's how it was so clear that God was waiting for somebody to recognize what these books were. And 6 weeks later, we're in the Vatican and the secret archives of the Vatican copying the writings of Luisa. See, this is the book of heaven. This is the title Jesus gave. Our hope is Christian hope. We are certain. The desire to receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, is so great. I mean, it's to long for Jesus. So Jesus says, "From here one cannot escape. A good cannot be wanted nor received if it is not known. And if it were received without knowing it, it is as if it was not received. Therefore, the foundations, the hope, the certainty of the kingdom of my divine will shall be formed by the knowledges, these lessons that Jesus is teaching us, the promises, the prodigies, the prophecies. Jesus is forming these knowledges in us as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. And you can have it as much as you want or as little as you want. He says, "This is why I, Jesus, have told you, Luisa, so many of them, because they shall be the riches, they shall be the nourishment, they shall be the new sun and the new heavens that the peoples of the kingdom of my divine will shall possess." The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. "Now, when the knowledge about my fiat shall make their way, disposing those who shall have the good of knowing them," that's us. The saints didn't have the good of knowing these. "My more than paternal goodness, in order to show the excess of my divine love, I, Jesus, shall place my very holy humanity in all the good I did in each soul at her disposal in such a way that they shall feel the divine strength, the divine grace to let themselves be dominated by my most holy divine will." This is the war. We are fighting to get this gift. This is a war of love. And Jesus showed us the six ways of how to receive these weapons to receive the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to be dominated by the divine will. And he says this, "And my most holy humanity shall be in the midst of my children, of my kingdom, like a sacred heart in the midst of humanity, for the decorum and the honor of my fiat, as an antidote, a grace and defense from all evils that the human will has produced." The human will is going to be changed. We're going to surrender the human. We're giving the human will to God. "You take my human will. In exchange, give me your divine will." God goes, "Good. This is the antidote. This is the grace. This is your defense from all evils. Your human will has put you into this. When Adam chose to do his human will, all of humanity fell. I came to earth," Jesus said, "with my mother to redeem humanity, to give them the right to receive this divine inheritance of the Father again." And now 2,000 years later, we have a little newborn, Luisa, born of original sin, to now show us that we too can also participate in this if we wish. It's the antidote, the grace, the defense from all the evil that the human will has produced. So he says, "My daughter, Luisa, the one who lives in my divine will always walks because she has the round of eternity at her disposal that never, ever ends. And by never stopping, she always takes more and more and more." as much as you want, Jesus says. He's gratuitous. He has to give. He's a giver. He can't stop. The soul lives in my divine will, always walks with God. It's the round of eternity at her disposal. It never ends. We've entered into eternity, as Our Lady says. She says, eternity is for my children. She said this to Bruno in 1947. Eternity is for my children. They are to enjoy the beatific vision. The children of the devil, he says, will always be trapped in time and space and never be able to enjoy the beatific vision. We want to be in this new life of Jesus, this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that never stops, that always, we're always, he's filling us constantly for all eternity. Volume 26, 825, 1929. The seed of the kingdom of my divine will was created by me, Jesus, in the act of praying the Our Father. I formed, I recited the Our Father. And if I, Jesus, taught it to my apostles, it was so that the church, by reciting it, might water and fundicate the seed. It's the seed. He started this. And we've been, for 2,000 years, we've been watering this by praying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he says that these souls might dispose themselves to model their lives according to the dispositions of my divine fiat. It's all planned. Everything you've prayed for 2,000 years is happening. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We've modeled our lives according to the one prayer that Jesus taught us. Volume 27, 10-2, 1929. And Jesus says this very clearly. My daughter, if you knew how much I, God, suffer when I, God, want to form my works to make them known to humanity in order to give them the good that they contain. If I, God, find no one who has the true enthusiasm, the genuine desire, and the will to make my work his life in order to make it known, so as to give other souls the life of the good of my work that this soul feels within himself. That's Luisa. She was so enthusiastic. She desired this so much that she kept on saying to Jesus, if it takes me to die for every human being so that they can have this gift, so be it. That's why she was crucified every day. God crucified her every day. What a great soul Luisa is. She wanted to make Jesus' life known to give it to other souls that she felt within herself. So then he says about us, when I see the dispositions in a soul who must occupy himself with this gift of the divine will, whom I, Jesus, call and I, Jesus, choose with so much love for the work that belongs to me, I, Jesus, feel so drawn to that soul that so that the soul may do well what I, God, want. And I will lower myself. I will descend into the soul and give him my mind, my mouth, my hands, even my feet, that he may feel the life of my work in everything. And as life that is felt, it is not something extraneous to him. He may feel the need now to give it to other souls. That's where we are. We pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. And Jesus brings back, like the gospel for today was the prodigal son. People are going to realize their mistakes and they're going to come back to God. And it's going to be because of the souls living in the divine will. We are bringing not only our brothers and sisters back to the Lord, not only our family and our friends, but all of mankind, from Adam to the last person, past, present, and future. So Jesus says, or Luisa says, I continue to make my round in order to find those who are disposed, who must serve my work. I guess this is Jesus. I continue to make my round, Jesus says, in order to find those souls who are disposed, who must serve my work. And just as I did not get tired of going around the centuries and the entire earth in order to find Louisa, the littlest one. That's Louisa. Remember God said about John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the greatest man born of woman, but the least in the kingdom, the littlest one in the kingdom is greater than he. This is the littlest one, Jesus says. So as to place in her littleness the great deposit of the knowledges of my divine will, so that I shall not get tired of going around the earth over and over, over again to find the true disposed ones. Hopefully that's us. The true disposed ones who shall appreciate as life what I, God, have manifested about my most holy divine will to Louisa Picaretta. And then these souls will make any sacrifice to make the divine will known. What is your sacrifice? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts, no more sin. That's what it's going to get to. Nobody's there yet, but this is our intention. Make any sacrifice to make the divine will known. To whom? To yourself. Your family doesn't want to listen. Your neighbors don't want to listen. Your coworkers don't want to listen. Nobody wants to listen. So God is saying to us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? Do you know this yet? Are you reading? Are you studying? Are you putting this into practice? 5:27, 10:7, 19:29. The word humanate presented himself. Jesus presented himself before the divinity, the perfect human, making present all his foreseen merits. All the things remained in their place. And my fiat continued his creating and persevering work, waiting for my holy humanity in order to give it as legitimate gift that I deserve. So much so that the solemn promise was given to Adam after his fall, that the future Redeemer would descend to save humanity, so that Adam would pray and all the children after Adam would pray and dispose themselves to receive the Messiah. Everything's been planned by God. 4,000 years go by, Messiah comes. He redeems us. And now 2,000 years later, we have this great opportunity to really begin to live in the divine will. This is humbling. I mean, we're nobodies, we're nothings. Yet Jesus has offered this to us. Pray and dispose ourselves to receive Jesus. Volume 27, 11:20, 19:29. Everything, Jesus says, I have done in you, Louisa, has been nothing other than the order that was needed in order to give you, Louisa, the great gift of my divine will, as it was given to Adam, the first man, at the beginning of his creation. And this is why there were so many preparations, because they were to serve that Adam who was to possess the great gift of our divine will and his beloved inheritance, symbol of the great preparation that I, God, have made in your soul, Louisa. Therefore, Louisa, adore my dispositions and thank me by being faithful to me. That's what we do. We adore Jesus' dispositions in the book of heaven. We thank him for the book of heaven. And we will be faithful Catholics, obedient Catholics to you, Jesus. Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. First, I prepared you, Louisa, and I spoke to you about the crosses and about virtues and about love to dispose you, Louisa, to listen to the lessons of my fiat so that knowing my book of heaven, knowing the divine will, you would love the divine will and feeling within yourself the great good of its life. And you, Louisa, would want to give life to everyone, past, present, and future, making it known, loved, and letting it reign for everyone, past, present, and future. 5:27, 12:3, 19:29. Louisa, my daughter, anything good that has been done from the very beginning of the world outside of my divine will are little tiny lights. And these are effects of the divine will. In fact, even though they have not operated inside the divine will, as creatures would dispose themselves to do good, its rays would fix themselves upon these souls, and at its reflections, these tiny little flames would form in their souls. Because since my divine will is eternal and immense divine light, it can produce light. Now he says, now I want to be you to be consumed in this fire of divine love. That's what God's now offering to us. Not just to be good and holy and saintly, this little flame, but to share in divinity. What the priest says every day at Holy Mass, put in the drop of water in the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ. Soul, he says very, very clearly. Okay. 527, 12, 10, 19, 29. My daughter, Louisa, it is I, Jesus, who feel all the weight of so much waiting. He waited 6,000 years for this to happen. And this produces such tiredness in me that I feel all the weight of wanting to do good and not being able to do it because of the lack of the disposition of those souls who must receive it. He's saying this to us. I've got more than you can imagine. Just say yes. Watch what I will do. Fiat. Watch what I will do. Oh, how hard it is waiting to do good, having prepared it and ready to give it and finding no one who would receive it. He's offering this to us. He's waiting for us to respond. I want this, Lord, because you want me to have it. 527, 12, 25, 19, 29. It is my usual way to rest in my very word and works that come out of me, just as I did in creation. It was not pronounced always. I said fiat, and I would pause and then pronounce fiat again. These are the six epics. And so I do in you, Louisa. I speak and I give you my lesson and I take rest. First to enjoy in you and the effects of my words, and then to dissolve you to receive the new life of my lesson. Therefore, Louisa, be attentive. And what he says, when he says be attentive to us, it's read, study, put this into practice. Be attentive and let your flight in my divine will be continuous. Don't stop. Read, study, put this into practice. 527, 1, 2, 19, 30. All the rest of the goods that there have been in the midst of creatures, virtues, prayers, good works, miracles, this is what the saints did, are effects of my divine volition that act according to the disposition of humanity. And therefore, all are limited, nor with that fullness as to fill both heaven and earth. On the other hand, the acts of my divine fiat are independent of them, the virtues, the prayers, the good works, the miracles. Why? And therefore, one can see the great difference between the acts and the effects. When I see you pray your round, Louisa, in the divine will, round of creation, round of redemption, also in the effects of my divine fiat, as though wanting to miss nothing, so as to enclose in them the divine will and give the divine will the homages, the love, and the effects the divine will produces, to ask the divine will to come to reign on earth, you dispose our will to form another act of the divine will. And then he says, in fact, you must know that the fiat voluntas on earth as it is in heaven shall be another act of our supreme fiat. And it shall not be an effect, but an act with such magnificence. Listen to this, that all of humanity shall remain stupefied. We haven't seen anything yet. Wait till you see what God's got planned for humanity when this time of fiat voluntas tua on earth as in heaven is manifested. And then he added, my daughter Louisa, just as the effects of the are produced by my soul and only one will, and they act according to the disposition of humanity, so the acts of our divine will, independent of them, are produced by the unity of the single act of our divine fiat, so that in us, triune God, there is always one. Because in us, triune God, there is no progression of acts. It's eternity. It's heaven. It's heaven on earth. So we'll end there. We'll be back in a few minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.